And with its constitutional checks and balances, has been set aside. The result has that one branch dominating that of the other two. President George Washington stated, "A just estimate of that loving of power and proneness to abuse it, which predominates in the human heart, is sufficient to satisfy us for the truth of this position. The necessity of reciprocal checks and exercise of political power by dividing and distributing it into different depositories has been established." Alexander Hamilton explained that the judiciary, from the nature of its function, will always be the least dangerous to the political rights of the Constitution. The judiciary is, beyond comparison, the weakest of the three departments of power, and the general liberty of the people can never be endangered from that quarter. The founders' clear constitutional design has been ignored, no doubt. The Supreme Court is no longer simply one branch among the other two. It is now, in fact, literally the supreme branch, or so they would have you think. By assuming the role of policy maker, the judiciary has invaded the constitutional responsibilities assigned exclusively to the other two branches, yet this tendency by the courts is not new. The constitutional foundations for impeachment, the constitutional discussions concerning impeachment, either directly or indirectly, in six independent clauses for the six constitutional references to impeachment were delineated by Thomas Jefferson and is manual a parliamentary practice for the Senate and the House. The House of Representatives shall have the sole power of impeachment, Article 1, Section 2, Clause 5. The Senate shall have the sole power to try all impeachments, and when sitting for that purpose, they shall by an oath or affirmation, when the President of the United States is tried, the Chief Justice shall preside, and no person shall be convicted without the concurrence of two-thirds of the members present. Clause 3, 6, and 7. Now, judgment in cases of impeachment shall not extend further than to removal from office and disqualification to hold and to enjoy any office of honor, trust, or profit under the United States. But the party convicted shall nevertheless be liable and subject to indictment, trial, judgment, and punishment according to law. According to Article 2, Section 4, the President, Vice President, and all civil officers of the United States shall be removed from office on impeachment for and conviction of treason, bribery, or other high crimes and misdemeanors. Article 3, Section 2 tells us that the trial of all crimes except in cases of impeachment shall be by jury. The President shall have power to grant reprieves and pardons for offenses against the United States except in cases of impeachment. That's found in Article 2, Section 1. And the sixth clause, which relates indirectly to impeachment, is termed the Good Behavior Clause. The judges both of the supreme and inferior courts shall hold their offices during good behavior. That's Article 3, Section 1, Clause 1. The relationship of this good behavior clause to impeachment was explained during the debates surrounding the Judiciary Act of 1802. Matter of fact, one member noted, "We all fully understand what it is when it comes to good behavior, and the Constitution in that case has given a remedy by impeachment." Now remember, impeachments are confined to political characters, to political crimes and misdemeanors, and to political punishments. To date, there have been 61 federal judges or Supreme Court justices investigated for impeachment, of whom 13 have been impeached. In 1797, William Blount was impeached for seeking to violate American neutrality. In 1803, federal judge John Pickering was impeached for issuing an order which contradicted an act of Congress for something called judicial high-handedness. Now friends, judicial high-handedness is acting outside of their scope of authority, acting as if they are above the law, and no regard for the people's rights. Now, he was also charged for drunkenness and blasphemy.
Hey, BBS Radio. Hey, BBS Radio. Swing!
BBSRadio.com.
Wisconsin Christian News, a 48-page national newspaper unlike anything you've seen before. Hard-hitting commentaries, politically incorrect, vital news and information you can't get anywhere else. Get a free sample copy. Email rob@wisconsinchristiannews.com and mention the name Bradley Dean. Caution, side effects of this newspaper for liberals and evangelifish include, but are not limited to, uncontrolled fits of rage, weeping and wailing, and the urge to curl up in a fetal position in a safe space in your mama's basement.
In this crazy world of social media, BuzzFeeds, fake news, and political propaganda, we need a watchdog, someone to stand up and shout if need be, on behalf of truth and our historical Christian roots. Bradley Dean is that watchdog, and that's why I support Sons of Liberty Radio.
One of you said to me recently, we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker, rocker, rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Happy Monday. Hope everything's going well for you. Just wanted to let you know, folks, church has been outstanding, at least for me it has been. And every week we've had about 1,000 people more joining us on Sunday morning. So if you'd like to join us, please do. Go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the top left side of the page. You'll find us on social media platforms. Subscribe to that page. Every Sunday morning at 9 a.m. Central Standard Time. Every Sunday morning Central Standard Time. So again, if you got a home church, you'd rather have church at home, hey folks, join us. We'd love to have you. And again, we're there for you. So check it out on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Social media platforms, 13 to 15 articles every day given to you by yours truly, Sons of Liberty morning show host Tim Brown, editor of sonsoflibertymedia.com. Those 13 to 15 articles that are given over unto you are those that are a part of the culture war, from preachers to attorneys, constitutional attorneys, lawyers, ex-military, so on and so forth. Again, the information over there is all confirmed. It's validated, and you need to know it. And it's the information that the mainstream media means to suppress and to distract you from. And if that doesn't work, folks, they just illegally censor us, which is a violation of the First Amendment of the Bill of Rights. So with that said, sonsoflibertymedia.com, subscribe. beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page, subscribe. If you want to call in, please do. 281-845-4704, 281-845-4704. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. And again, there's a lot of that going on. But folks, I got a lot of information today for you concerning what is just being peppered on the people. You're being inundated with this information now concerning the whole pandemic after the fact, right? I'm going to give that information to you in just a little bit. We titled the show today, What is Dangerous Here is What the People Tolerate. And I'm equating that over again to Proverbs 21, verse 7, because when you look at it, it says that the robbery of the wicked shall destroy them because they refuse to do judgment. Americans understand judgment is the heart of God, and also understand justice and judgment guard our liberties, for without it, we're going to lose everything we have. And you need to understand perfectly and clearly, even now, that you are the law. You are the law under God. As long as you're doing that which is right before the Lord, you are to enforce those laws, because American law is premised on the Torah, just so you know. Again, folks, much to cover here, and may as well just step right into it. You guys all remember, I want to show this to you really quick, sonsoflibertymedia.com. February 27th of 2013, criminal sodomite Barack Obama, who's still behind the scene, driving the narrative and doing his best to destroy this country. It's interesting. He planted none other than a woman named Alina Kagan. And Alina Kagan onto the Supreme Court was approved by the Senate. She was pushed through at an inconvenience time for the American people to pay attention. They did it while the people were distracted, as usual. If it's not Thanksgiving, it's Christmas. If it's not Christmas, it's Easter. You get the point. That's when they do this, friends. They jam them through when you're being distracted or entertained. Entertaining yourself in the sense of what distracts you from the important things. This should show you what sort of snakes these people are and who they work for. This is not bearing the fruit of righteousness in Christ, John 15, verse 8. This is bearing the fruit of the devil in whom they serve, John 8, 44. So with that said, Alina Kagan was, she was actually planted into the Supreme Court. Remember, all nine of those unelected bureaucrats, those black-robed tyrants, they're all in it together, pushing the same agenda. And this, you know, this nonsense of how the court is divided, you know what? It doesn't make any constitutional sense. It shows you what the people are willing to play, and it shows you what the people are willing to put up with, because it doesn't exist. There isn't a right side to the courts. There's not a left side to the courts, friends. We're ruled by law, and they're supposed to make discovery concerning making reference to God's law and condemning the wicked and justifying the righteous, as I continuously reiterate on the show and rehearse in your ears so you can get it, friends. They are not there to undo the Constitution. They're not there to tear it down. They're not to advocate for sin, but that's what they're doing, friends. 1 John 3:4, and it's the American people to remember that they have the power to impeach every single one of them, Article 2, Section 1, and also to prosecute them, Article 1, Section 3, Clause 7. And I'm making reference to those two constitutional references, friends, to the fact that they are supposed to be sitting during good behavior, not this nonsense. Now, what am I getting to? Alina Kagan, what was she appointed to do? Well, Alina Kagan is the former dean of students at Harvard. Contrary, she was appointed, again, she's a plant. Don't get me wrong as to what I'm saying. I mean what I say here. Alina Kagan is the former dean of students at Harvard. Okay. Contrary to Harvard's founding mottos for Christ in the church and for the glory of Christ, Kagan is known for queerifying Harvard. Now, I'm going to get to a point that you need to see, because, folks, the said Supreme Court justices, injustices, once again, showing you who they are, corrupting the courts throughout the United States of America. It's interesting that, folks, what they're doing is they're actually making reference making pronouns, male pronouns, to address trans-identified females. Again, you can't make it up. I told you this was coming a long time ago. They're trying to Europeanize America. They're trying to demoralize you so they can control you. But let me get back to Alina Kagan so you can understand what I was warning you of. When they appointed Alina Kagan, she is dressing up as a man. She has a girlfriend, and she's the boy, and her girlfriend is the girl. Just showing you the perversion there and the abominable lifestyle. Romans 1:26, also put that up against Deuteronomy 22, verse 5. Alina Kagan has hired former ACLU lawyer William Rubenstein to teach queer legal theory, no such thing, in which he taught courses on taking up new identities such as bisexuality, transgender, F-U-C-K, no joke, involving polygamy, sadomasochism, and the sexuality of minors. We've known this since she's been in office, but we've known this since 1987 concerning the homosexual manifesto, which has been in the congressional record since February 19th to the 21st, given to you by none other than Michael Swift. So this isn't like happening by surprise, friends. This is all being done, and it's all being purposed to bring down who we are. And what are they doing? They're putting the debased up as the standard. For example, you got Alina Kagan. They put her up as a judge. Did you know that Alina Kagan has never judged a case a day in her life? And they know the destruction that she's responsible for, attacking our military on Harvard campuses. Folks, I mean, this is insane. Is she backwards? Oh, she's beyond that. Just give me a minute. I'm going to come back to this. so I can show you the rest of what's going on your Supreme Court even today. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. BBSRadio.com. Matthew Henry stated of Isaiah 45, 5 through 10, that the method of this great deliverance that is to be wrought for his people, that righteousness must be first wrought in them, they must be brought to repent of their sins, to renounce their idolatries, to return to God and reform their lives, and then this salvation shall be wrought for them and not till then. We must not expect salvation without righteousness, for they spring up together, and together the Lord hath created them. What he hath joined together, let us not therefore put asunder. Christ died to save us from our sins, not in our sins, and has made redemption to us by being made to us righteousness and sanctification.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and keep thinking to yourself, there are so many others who need to hear this message too, but you don't know quite how to reach them. Well, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to do something about the problems that we face and make a difference in their own lives and communities. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And start making a difference in your world today.
Hello, I'm Curtis Bowers, the producer of the film Agenda, Grinding America Down. Agenda has won many different awards for its clarity in explaining the purposefulness behind the 100-year war against America from within. If you'd like to get a copy, please go to agendadocumentary.com, agendadocumentary.com. This award-winning film will help be a great educational tool for you and your family.
Nations around the world, including the U.S., are being purposely destroyed from within by their own governments. Are you tired of the lies of the politicians and communists? Wisconsin Christian News is a national newspaper that tells it like it is. We don't have time for nonsense. We publish the truth, whether it's popular or not. WisconsinChristianNews.com. Subscribe today, print or online. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, 281-845-4704. Folks, I just want to let you know that if we don't start getting some more calls in here, I get all the emails, I get all the live chats, I get all the messengers. If you're not going to use the phone lines, we're going to get rid of the phone lines, okay? 281-845-4704, 281-845-4704. Just giving you the heads up. Really quick, I want you to check this out, folks. The Supreme Court justices, as they call them, they're taking heat for using male pronouns to address trans-identified female ACLU lawyer. I mean, as if to suggest that's bad, right? And again, friends, this is what it's coming to. Two United States Supreme Court justices are facing criticism for referring to a trans-identified female lawyer who argued before the justices this week by addressing them as males, okay? And if you're confused, just so you know, that's what it's designed to do. Daniel 9:7, that's why it happens. Confusion is not of the Lord, 1 Corinthians 13, 44, or 34. No, no, no. It's not, or is it 33? Someone can cross-check me. Hey, folks, this is all by design. Can I ask you a question? Who would be criticizing a man that is trying to be a woman? Who is for this? Nobody's for this, but they want you to believe that there are people that are angry about this. The mainstream media and their useful idiots want you to believe that people are angry that these justices are identifying this man dressed as a woman as a man. Nobody's mad. Just ask Bud Light. America was mad for what they were advocating concerning what they call transgenderism. See, they want you to believe that the people are angry about it because they want you to shut up about it. They don't want you to stand up against the crimes and their abominable lifestyles. Deuteronomy 22:5. No, they want you to believe that everybody's going along with this. No, no, they're not. Why is Target being sued right now? How many billions of dollars did Target lose when they started to advocate men dressing up as women? I'm just curious. And yes, P.S., by the way, Target is being sued, and the judge doing their job said it can go forward because the CEO took it over the head of those that were stockholders in the company without even letting them know anything. They just went and did whatever they wanted to do. Well, the stockholders said, nope, we're going to take it to them, and they're winning the day. And the American people have won the day when they stand up. As a matter of fact, the American people will always win the day when they hold forth the law and stand against it. But I'm here to tell you it's not good enough for you just to be silent about it by not supporting a company that advocates for that. Your actions are speaking very loud, and that's awesome. But you need to stand up and preach out and protest against it and hold them accountable to enforce the laws. Because there is no such thing as transgenderism. There is no such thing as homosexual marriage ever in the history of mankind. Americans, this is a reflection of who you are. These people, it's your job to condemn the wicked and to justify the righteous, Deuteronomy 25, verse 1. And if they're not going to do their job, then you remove them because they're not sitting during good behavior. Now, let me get back to Alina Kagan real quick, just so you can see how they're trying to play their cards right now. She's the former dean of students at Harvard. She's known for queerifying Harvard. She's known for attacking our military. She hires ACLU, an unconstitutional communist organization, just ask the founder, Roger Baldwin. They hire ACLU lawyer William Rubenstein to teach queer legal theory, in which he taught courses on how to take up new identities such as bisexuality, really? Transgender, F-U-C-K, really? Involving polygamy, sadomasochism, and the sexuality of minors. You want to tell me why that has been appointed to the bench, friends? Kagan, by the way, also hired other radicals, a lesbian and what they call a transsexual, to teach transgender law courses, no such thing, as well as Cass Sunstein, who has written in support of polygamy and free will for all marriage relationships. See how they're trying to break down the family? See how they're continuously promoting that which demoralizes? In P.S., I'm going to say this. Over the last week, friends, I'm telling you what, Facebook for the most part has been pretty clean. But between them and YouTube, doesn't it get your dander up that they advocate everything that rolls over the top of our laws? Doesn't it get your dander up, friends, that they're doing their best in zeroing in on the kids? Because on YouTube and on Facebook, everything goes except the act. Our laws condemn all of this. Does it bother you that they're subversive to American law and government, but yet they can shut down a guy that's making reference to the Word of God and the law that condemns their crime? They censor guys like me, but they advocate lawlessness in the face of God and our laws. That, again, is a reflection of the American people. Why, Americans, do you tolerate it? Because what is dangerous here is what the people are tolerating. What you don't tolerate, they're not going to do. Hey, folks, I'm telling you, the bad guys, the small, small portion of the bad guys that you're allowing to leave in the whole lump and to poison the whole lump in the minds of your children and yourselves, do you understand that they're scared to death of the mob? They're scared to death of the righteous. They can't stand it when you stand up and protest them and call them out. They can't stand it. But see, these people are too stupid to figure out that every time they advocate something, it offends some. It's offending the people at large. And when I say that what they are doing, friends, is they are adding numbers to who we are. Their cruelties are swelling our ranks. The more they afflict us, the more we multiply, Exodus 1:10. And that's exactly what should be happening. They're playing a very dangerous game. They're playing a unlawful game. They're purposely transgressing the law. And Americans, you have to stand up and take these useful idiots by the scruff of their black robes and kick them out of office and then prosecute them for their crimes, because they are not above the law. And again, Americans, until you set the message and send the message that you are not going to tolerate their crime anymore, folks, that's going to continue on. This is going to continue on. And what I'm talking about is the article and people, these abominable people that are appointed to the bench. Let me give you a couple more. Kagan viciously attacked our military and opposition. Don't ask, don't tell. When you heard Clinton talk about don't ask, don't tell, he just really told you who he was and how he operated. Didn't he? Yep. She was actually pointed in opposition to don't ask, don't tell, even banning military recruiters for coming on campus. Kagan, this woman that dresses like a boy and advocates that which is an abomination in the sight of God, Kagan's attempt to ban the recruiters was unsuccessful. And even after losing her legal campaign, she encouraged students to continue protesting them. That's what you're dealing with here. You're dealing with sons and daughters of Belial, the sons and daughters of the devil himself. No joke. Kagan's radical activism on campus was so toxic that there was even a campaign to make the entire university trans-inclusive, using Harvard's gender identity non-discrimination policy to show gender confusion among students on campus. Folks, This is crazy. She was put on the bench, and yet at no time has she ever judged a case a day in her life. This is what you're putting up with, Americans. What is dangerous here is what the American people are tolerating today. We got Joni calling from Georgia. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, Joni?
Oh, I totally agree with you. I am so sick and tired of this transgender garbage, because that's what it is, garbage. There's no such thing. You are either male or you are female.
Amen.
And that is according to God, who created us in his image. Anybody that is a male that claims to be female, they are just wackoed in the brain. They need some kind of mental help.
No question about it. But, you know, when you look at it in Scripture, it goes a lot further than that. You do realize that, Joni. I know you do. Because these people,
absolutely.
Yeah, these people mean to do the
absolutely.
Very things that they're doing. They're making a prey out of our children. I mean, even sodomy within itself, the whole movement, the whole homosexual movement is premised on man-boy love. And we're seeing senators in the United States
that
of America trying to advocate these crimes against our children. I'm highly offended.
Absolutely.
Highly offended.
And that's all this is. It is to prey on our children. It is to confuse our children. It is to harm our children. And if we don't stand up and put a stop to it, we are going to have a generation of children that are victims.
That's right.
Victims. They are not going to be solid citizens, solid people, good God-fearing people. They are going to be victims, and they are going to be so confused and so mentally traumatized that there's going to be no coming back from this. And it's up to parents to start standing up to this. Take your kids out of the school. Don't let them teach that transgender garbage to
Amen.
Your kids.
Amen.
Go to the school.
Joni, I got a hard break coming up on me.
Start standing up.
Amen. Thank you for the call.
Okay.
Totally appreciate it. 281-845-4704. We'll be right back.
Nations around the world, including the U.S., are being purposely destroyed from within by their own governments. Are you tired of the lies of the politicians and communists? Wisconsin Christian News is a national newspaper that tells it like it is. We don't have time for nonsense. We publish the truth, whether it's popular or not. WisconsinChristianNews.com. Subscribe today, print or online. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations, with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBS Radio. Abolitionist Frederick Douglass stated that power concedes nothing without a demand. It never did, and it never will. Find out just what any people will quietly submit to, and you have found out the exact measure of injustice and wrong which will be imposed. It will continue till they are resisted with either words or blows or both. The limits of tyrants are prescribed by the endurance of those whom they oppress.
Hey, this is Bob the Plumber from IMTV, working down here in Tennessee. We've been working with Bradley Dean, done several shows with him, and I really love Bradley. What I love most about him is his knowledge of Scripture. I even asked him a question live on the air one time that would have embarrassed 99% of all people. Bradley knew immediately the answer, and I just love the guy and support him totally. He is a walking, talking Bible. And I love people that love God and know the Scriptures.
Patrick Henry said in a speech to the House of Burgess in May of 1765 that it cannot be emphasized too clearly and too often that this nation was founded not by religionists, but by Christians, not on religion, but on the gospel of Jesus Christ. For this very reason, people of other faiths have been afforded asylum, prosperity, and freedom of worship here.
Hi, this is Robert from Cottage Grove, Wisconsin. A few years ago, I heard Bradley Dean in the Sons of Liberty radio show. I was immediately drawn to the show, and ever since, have been a dedicated listener. Bradley discusses the issues facing our country with a true and fearless passion. What is most appealing is his perspectives are grounded in God's Word, the Bible. Each day, Bradley speaks the uncompromised truth with integrity. My family and I are now sons and daughters of liberty. We have been truly blessed to listen to the radio show, and I guarantee you will be as well. God bless Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty Ministry.
Per your request, if you're looking for unique and creative ways to spread the gospel and give people the gift of truth in a way it'll be received, then check out the sonsoflibertyradio.com. There's something there for everybody in your life, books, DVDs, t-shirts, coffee mugs, even graphic novels, dog tags, and more. Young or old, you're sure to find the perfect gift of truth. Again, go to the sonsoflibertyradio.com and check out our store today. Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Hey, I wanted to give you a quick shout out real quick, and I'm going to take this phone call. All the orders right now, please don't forget the ministry during this time. As you can hear, we don't have sponsors. We got rid of all of that, got rid of all the advertisements on our websites, and we did that because the people requested that. So therefore, I would request that the people take heed to the ministry and understand that we've been doing this for 25 years, and we don't do what we do without your support. Please don't forget about us in November and December. Obviously, we're in December now. I understand that we're coming up onto Christmas time, and you know, we just went through Thanksgiving, and then we're going to be going over, jumping over across Christmas into the New Year's. And people forget about us during that time, folks, and it's the hardest time for the ministry during that time. No complaints, but we're just letting you know. We do need the support, and please don't forget about us. And for those that do support us, thank you very much. Big hugs from the crew over here at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That includes Tim Brown. So with that, I want to get back to this. I'm going to go ahead and take Margie from Minnesota. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Margie, what say you, my friend?
Well, Bradley, you know, I always got to get my 2 cents in. And I think all of this, the transgender, the sodomites, the warp speed, which really means war on seed, the vaccines, the chemtrails, it's all about their agenda, and that's depopulation of the people. And if people quit loving these transgenders and feeling, you know, oh, they're mentally ill and this and that, they have to remember this is all done by design.
Yep.
And that's all I wanted to say.
Totally appreciate it. Thank you, Margie. And the fact is, you know, I'm going to jump segue perfectly into what you were talking about there. And thank you for bringing it up. But that's exactly what it is. Folks, what government is doing and federal and state governments are doing is illegal. It's illegal. Read the word. Read the Constitution. As a matter of fact, when you do this, friends, you need to walk inside of your local Capitol buildings and tell me what's all over the walls. Look at the inscriptions that are on your walls. And you tell me, go into the Supreme Court chambers. You walk around and you see our forefather quotes. You tell me what it talks about. Does it tell you that your representatives have a right to break the law? No. I mean, I've said this in contrast a million times, friends, that they put their hand on the Bible swearing to uphold the law, not to tear it down. Read Ecclesiastes 5:4, Numbers 30, verse 2, Deuteronomy 23:23 as well. Listen, your said representative government only operates on delegated authority. That delegation came from you. Nobody's giving them the right to advocate this man dressing up as a woman. This is all criminal activity. It's felonious activity. When you look at state statutes, our state statutes condemn this sort of activity. And again, I've said this too, and I'm going to say it again. Isn't it interesting how the judges are slapping the hands of these criminals, these predators? Because that's exactly what they are. Talked to the local sheriff not too long ago. I said, what is it that you're dealing with in the county? Oh, the sexual crimes against children are out of hand in a conservative territory. Of course. How could it be otherwise when the mainstream media is promoting it? When Facebook and YouTube and Twitter or X or whatever you want to call it, they're promoting this nonsense. And then the government right there working hand in glove in this fascist state, what are they doing? They know that if it's advocated, the people become demoralized. And once they become demoralized, they're easily controlled. Ask our forefathers, hold to the word. Why did the Lord say no to all of this? You know, somebody said today, Bradley, what does the Bible talk about concerning those that make a prey of children? I said, well, if you look at Exodus 22, the Lord said he would kill you with the sword, number one. Number two is Luke 17:2. It's better for you to take a millstone and wrap it around your own neck and cast yourself into the sea rather than to offend one of these little ones. Why? Because children are the model of heaven. Where do you think the enemy wants to go? What do you think he wants to pervert? And who's doing it? More than your government, friends, they don't have the right. Every one of them should be incriminated. Every one of them should be charged for their crimes that are advocated. And they want to just slowly come out like a snake that they are and their father that they serve. And they come out real slow and what do? They try to convince you that they're the victims. They're not the victims. They don't have the shield, friends. They have the spear. Just ask all those boys that were violated from Boy Scouts recently. Go and look at the money that's been paid out in the billions concerning those that were appointed as Boy Scout leaders and Cub Scout leaders that were making a prey out of those kids. My goodness, friends, pay attention. Open your eyes. Open your mouth for your own sake, for your children's sake. You sit there and you act like it has nothing to do with you or your posterity. Joni just talked about from Georgia how this is, it's going to destroy our kids. No, it's not. Not here it isn't, because we're going to stand up against it. And I know all the good daddies and the mama bears out there aren't going to tolerate none of this nonsense. We see it here. We're going to take it right to the representatives that are advocating the crime. And the judges that are soft on the crime, we need to start removing them. Where's Bob, my friend from Texas? Because I'll tell you what, my dander gets up more than any other topic than this. Why? Because I was one of those little kids that one of these abominable individuals tried to make a prey out of. That's why. That's why. And the fact of the matter is, if you sit there and you turn the other cheek on this one, friends, your kids are going to despise you. They are going to loathe you. They are going to hate you for what it is that you turned your cheek to.
Oh, but Bradley, Jesus said you're supposed to turn the other cheek. Yep, I got two of them. The third time, it's on you, not on me. Anybody tired of this? 281-845-4704. By the way, I just brought up X-Files, and I want you to see this because you need to see this. Remember how I told you about, I know people are still, you know, slow on the uptake. They still got their head in the sand or in other places it shouldn't be because they don't want to see the truth of the matter. But I want to show you a video here of Mr. Satanic Elitist, the guy that wants to put a chip in your brain. I want to show you his mommy so you guys can all understand what you're dealing with when it comes to the likes of an Elon Musk and his mommy. It's sick to say the least. Look at this. Look at this. Look at all these global signs. They're Illuminati folks. They're deceived people. And these are the ones that are put up to be the standard. You can't make this stuff up. That's his mother. What kind of a woman acts like that? What kind of a woman dresses up as a witch? I mean, this is insane. And yet you have the said conservatives of the day praising Elon Musk as the new hero, hanging out with Donald Trump, not understanding what's going on as they're being undermined every step of the way. Americans, whoa. What is dangerous here is what the American people tolerate. These crimes are leveled at you and your children, and you still sit there with your mouth shut, trying to play like you have no responsibility or obligation before God and man to right the wrongs. Whoa, read Amos 6:3. These crimes are being perpetuated from the top line of federal and state governments. And who's operating behind these scoundrels? Because scoundrels they are. Scoundrels they are. I'm going to go ahead and take Todd from California. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Todd, what say you, my friend? Do we not have Todd?
Taking my phone call. I really appreciate it. My thing is, I've been starting to do my own YouTubes and warning people about the grifters on YouTube. They're the same kind of people that you've just described. You know, the ones that do all the things to everybody and stuff. But see, here's the thing. They're charging you $3,000 upwards to $100,000 per their course, Bradley. This is real money. And these guys that are grifters, we end up finding out that they are child predators, that they themselves are not wholesome in themselves at all. If I can say one name, you'll know the name. May I do that?
Sure.
Wes Watson. He's steroided out to the gills. He calls everybody MFers if you're a loser in his eyes. Let's be real. How many of those do you think are on YouTube, Rumble, Odyssey, BitChute, yep, and all the rest?
Totally agree.
It's chocked full of them.
Yep.
All these gurus, you start finding out, have coke noses, will rent an entire floor of a thing where they're doing their jibby-jabby, hey, let's get everybody motivated to buy my course, Tony Robbins style. Okay, while I live in a $300 million deal in the island of Fiji with all my goodies, you know, and then you have to ask yourself, why are these guys not ever married?
You're right.
Let's
You're right.
go there again.
Yeah. I got a video
these
right
people
now.
Are, and by the way, I want to give a shout out to a guy that really turned me on how to dig into these people. He goes by the handle of CoffeeZilla on YouTube. He really nails these guys.
Okay.
And I want to give him a shout out because he's the one that lit the fire.
I appreciate it, Todd. I want to go ahead and piggyback what you're saying right here. I didn't mean to cut you off, but we're kind of up on a hard break right now. And I want you to see how this works. Here we have an individual. You guys all see what's going on with Diddy. Remember how I had brought up to you how all these politicians, their names are completely being left off? Well, I want you to see this because this guy is saying exactly what I've been trying to tell the American people. It doesn't take a genius to figure out what's going on here. But I want you to listen to what he has to say.
Parties, a bacchanalian orgy, essentially. And politicians went to those parties. Celebrities went to those parties. Sports stars went to those parties. Hidden audiovisual blackmail thing going on, like Epstein, like Craig Spence. Because P. Diddy dealt with some unbelievably powerful people. Did he blackmail those people by themselves? Or is he blackmailing for some kind of covert entity? Yeah, but the fact that we got Damian Williams overseeing his investigation, there were so many sexual assault lawsuits getting filed against him that something had to be done. And all this was coming out about his beating up women. And there was a president of Bad Boy Records that he took a baseball bat to. I mean, he's just a nasty piece of work. And I think it reached a critical mass where something had to be done. So
what he's saying, friends, is they're appointing corrupt prosecutors and attorneys to basically get Diddy off his crimes. Why? Because they're protecting themselves through Diddy.
Don't have a place to go for church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with Scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all true Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you're looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inerrant Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on Sons of Liberty Radio Live on Rumble.
God who gave us life also gave us liberty. And can the liberties of a nation be thought secure when we have removed their only firm basis, a conviction in the minds of the people that these liberties are a gift from God, that they are not to be violated but by His wrath? Indeed, I tremble for my country when I reflect that God is just and that His justice cannot sleep forever. Notes on the State of Virginia, 1781, Thomas Jefferson.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and keep thinking to yourself, there are so many others who need to hear this message too, but you don't know quite how to reach them. Well, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to do something about the problems that we face and make a difference in their own lives and communities. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And start making a difference in your world today.
E. Stanley Jones said, "Grace binds you with far stronger cords than the cords of duty or obligation can bind you. Grace is free, but once you once take it, you are bound forever to the giver and bound to catch the spirit of the giver. Grace makes you gracious. The giver makes you give." BBSRadio.com.
Hi, this is Tiffany from San Diego, California, and I'm a proud supporter of Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty, where you find truth, common sense, and a pathway back to the core Christian values upon which this country was founded. Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty tell it like it is and reminds us that we, the people, have the power.
I want to thank Bradley and the Sons of Liberty for all they're doing to wake people up and to get our nation back to the constitutional republic that it was set up to be. Thanks, Bradley.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. So, you guys just seen this individual talk about how there's too much coming out on Diddy. It's not just the said actors and actresses that have no talent, that have sold their souls to the devil, Matthew 4, that are being ousted. It's also the politicians. If you know anything about the Diddy case, which I do in part, enough to give you the information I'm going to convey to you right now, there's cameras everywhere. They're using kids from Child Protective Services. They're extorting these said actors and actresses. Though they have zero talent, that's what they're doing, is promoting them and, again, putting them up as the standard. Jesus Christ is the standard, friends. Not your favorite corrupt actor, actress, musician, politician, whatever the case is. Read Acts 17:31. That will put it in a different perspective for you. He is the standard, not your excuses, not your false grace, not you desecrating the blood of Jesus Christ. No, that's not going to work. Your high-handed sin, Leviticus 15, is not going to fare for you on Judgment Day. 2 Corinthians 5:10. Revelation 21, verse 8. You just got done listening to this guy talking about how there's too much coming out on Diddy right now. So he goes, I said, and I know he knows. He says, you know, I don't know if there's some sort of entity that he's working for. Yeah, how about Clive Davis, the tax evader, the one giving orders to Diddy? Hey, folks, he's not doing what he's doing and getting away with what he's getting away with because he's on his own. That is not what's going on. Remember, Socrates said, let me write the music of a nation. I care not for who writes its laws, for I will control its people. Why do you think they're using musicians? And by the way, they're terrible music. Today's standard of music is an absolute joke to what it used to be. It's just ask those of old, when they look at the new up and comings, the actors and the musicians, ask them what they think about what they see today. They say it doesn't matter if they're able to actually play their instrument. The producer will do that for them. It doesn't matter if they can sing. The producer will do that for them. That's all they have to do is sell themselves out and be trafficked by these pimps that are operating and using them, namely their handlers. But don't think for one moment the FBI and the CIA folks aren't behind all of this. And remember, the CIA was equated to the American version of the Gestapo back in 1947. And how could it be otherwise? These people have handlers. And I'll tell you what, if Diddy was to open his mouth for real, he would be killed instantaneously. Nope, they got to get their man out of trouble. They might just give him a couple slaps on the hand. He might go to jail for, you know, a month or two, but then he's going to be thrown out. And then what they're going to do is start operating through a different group of people. That shows you right there that they have handlers, friends. And you better know without a shadow of a doubt that you have corrupt agencies that are overseeing this so that they can extort these actors and musicians and these politicians. Also notice that he brought up the politicians. That's why he played stupid. He didn't want to man up enough to actually tell you the truth concerning his handlers. Folks, we've known this information for decades in this country. And again, if you want to keep acting like it's not happening and you want to keep giving them a free hand, I can tell you right now, if you can't see it, if you can't hear it, things aren't getting better. They're getting worse. And the Bible tells us that things are going to get worse and worse. They're going to wax worse and worse. And men are going to become more evil. That's why it's important for the church to stand up in the keeping of the commandments to establish judgment upon the heads of the wicked, Isaiah 26, verse 9. And again, folks, this is where we're at. We have the American people. I don't want to say we because I'm not a part of we. The American people have brought this upon themselves. It's shameful. It's disgraceful. It's embarrassing for those that haven't. I remember sitting there talking to a guy one time ago. Oh, we were sitting there talking, going back and forth, and he just said something about the way things are going on in the American church and who the American people and what it is that they've become. I said, I'm ashamed of them. Yeah, listen to me carefully. I'm ashamed of them because it's un-American. It's first and foremost un-Christian on so many different fronts. And you know what? How few and far between there are those that will stand up against this nonsense. That's why we're being destroyed, Americans. And who's behind all of this? The finger of God. The finger of God. What is dangerous here is what it is, Americans, that you're putting up with. Oh, and I must be offending some people right now. Good. God never sends a man that doesn't first trouble consciences. For those that don't want to hear the truth, you're a part of the problem. Those that don't respond to the issues, you're a part of the problem. That's just the truth of the matter, folks. And P.S., that's what makes us the number one and number two show in the nation. People are tired of what it is that you put up with. And I'm talking about a good portion of you. It's sickening, to say the least. We got about 5 minutes. I wanted to highlight some of the things that were going on here. We got Dr. Mark Bailey piggybacking what Margie from Minnesota was talking about. But you might want to look at this because a lot of this information is becoming available. You're starting to see this a lot more than you ever have before. Vaccinations, the insane practice of injecting toxic chemicals and biological debris into the body to protect against mythical viruses and benevolent bacteria. Yeah. My goodness, folks. My goodness. How embarrassing. Did you hear from Dr. Mark Bailey on the mainstream media? Of course not. They don't want you ousting them. They don't want you shining the light on them. Here's another lady. She's a doctor. Apparently, she thought very highly of herself. Her daddy must have lied to her for a long time. But look at this, folks. Well, that was demeaning. No, it's true. This woman right here, she took time to go ahead and try to shame people that didn't go along with taking her experimental jab. Oh, I just wanted to let you know, folks, she's not here anymore. Have you guys seen the pattern with those doctors that were going after people? They just died suddenly. They were the ones that were promoting the poison. Are you happy about that, Bradley? No, I'm not. For those that want to listen to the controlled operative, and again, you can listen to it if you want to. You don't have to. That's not my job. I'm just here to tell you Joe Rogan is controlled opposition. I mean, when it comes to the things of the Word of God, which they like to jump on, so does Jordan Peterson. So does Russell Brandt. Now, did you notice all of a sudden at the same time when this whole Diddy thing, this whole expose was coming out, did you notice how they all started turning Christian on us? Anybody pay attention to that? Yeah, just in time. They're no more Christian than the devil are. No, they're not. Folks, they're trying to get out of trouble, but they're controlled operatives, just like Joe Rogan getting $100 to $200 million a year from Rumble to do what? To confuse the people? Bradley, not everything he says is bad. I didn't say that. But I'm telling you, if he's confused, that's why you're confused. The reason I'm bringing this up is Joey just brought up the point from Liz Churchill. The House just released a 500-page report on the plandemic. Okay, they basically said all of the conspiracy theorists were correct. Every single one of them. No repercussions, no apologies, none of it. Why isn't there going to be repercussions? Can I ask you that? Why isn't there going to be any repercussions? Can I tell you why there's not going to be any repercussions? Because the American people are going to give it a pass. And you know what's going to happen? They're going to go ahead and they're going to reload and level themselves right back at the American people. And guess who they're going to go after this time? They're going to go after those that went not along with the whole agenda from the first place. You guys do know that the pharmaceutical companies were going broke, right? They were going bankrupt. Well, we have the Pfizer head right here who just said that there's a record-breaking year in strong fourth quarter. They've made over $100.3 billion. Does anybody know where they got that money from? Can I tell you where they got that money from? They got that money from the American people, the taxpayers of the United States. When the politicians went in and stole the money because they knew better than you and they didn't have to ask you for permission, they went and stole your money and they started distributing it to all of these vaccine companies, these pharmaceutical companies that were going bankrupt. Just want to make sure y'all understand, okay? Because I'm not just talking about my life, I'm talking about yours too. And apparently, if anybody would ever take the time to read the Bible, they would understand that what I'm sharing with you right now is love, not hate. It's called love, friends. If a product is too dangerous for the manufacturer to be held liable, yep, only in America, how did it become safe to inject into your children and into your bodies? They've indemnified themselves of all responsibility concerning the experimental jab and the millions upon millions of tens of millions that have lost their life. They want you to know there's nothing that you can do to them about it. But again, Americans, you are the people, 337, I just seen 343 million today, that have allowed a small portion of government to murder over 80 million babies. How could it be otherwise? God is not mocked. Love you by what we do. We will talk to you in 23.